Now, in the past hour, as we've been hearing, three judges in Scotland's highest court have ruled that the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks is unlawful. On the line now is Ronan McRae, Professor of Constitutional and European Law at University College London. Good morning to you, Professor McRae. I know you've just had a brief look at this judgment, but take us through it, if you could, briefly, please.
Okay, well, first, it shows Brexit highlighting the tensions between the constituent parts of the UK again, because in Scots law, the constitutional rules are a bit different, and Scottish judges have on occasion liked to remind British judges that the Act of Union wasn't England taking over Scotland. Scotland retained its own legal system. So in what they have said is this is a power of the Prime Minister, but he used it for an improper purpose. So he has a power to, generally it does the power to advise the Queen to prorogue Parliament, but he was doing it in order to stymie Parliament. And that improper purpose makes it illegal.
I suppose it's inevitable, and again, we've heard this, the official number 10 response is disappointed by this decision, and they will appeal to the UK Supreme Court.
Well, they will. First, a lower court in Scotland had found in favour of the government, and the English High Court had found in favour of the government. So, I mean, you know, doctors differ and patients die and judges differ and government struggle. So they will go to the Supreme Court on Tuesday, and the Scottish Court hasn't issued an order reopening Parliament because they know that the appeal is immediate. And, you know, the Supreme Court is the Supreme Court of the United Kingdom. So they're going to have to kind of, in some way, either synthesise or choose between the English and Scottish approaches.
It would be an extraordinary turn of events were the Supreme Court in London to uphold this ruling by the highest court in Scotland, wouldn't it?
I mean, it's another twist in the kind of Brexit soap opera. One thing, though, is that the point of the prorogation was to reduce the time available to the opposition to force the government to ask for an extension, and the opposition pulled it off in the reduced time anyway. So while prorogation was backfired politically for Boris Johnson, it also didn't achieve its legal purpose because he was hoping to stop them passing the act that they passed anyway.
I don't suppose, or maybe you would fancy hazarding a guess as to the outcome ultimately in the Supreme Court.
I mean, I always thought that the prorogation would be upheld as legal, but I mean, I've been living in England and studying and teaching English constitutional law. It is the Supreme Court of the United Kingdom. I think they will probably give preponderance to that tradition. So I think they will probably, the government may win the appeal.
We won't hold you to it, but thank you very much indeed for your insights. That's Professor Ronan McRae there on the line, Professor of Law at the University College London. Now at 11 o'clock, we go to the newsroom again and to Brian Jennings.